Would you yell to Daddy and Joanna that breakfast is ready, please? You tell them. No, we're not hearing it. We're recording on it, and then we'll hear it. Breakfast! What do you have to say for yourself today, Laura Beeser? I'm going to get the eggs, okay?
For milk.
What? Here's some milk. Stay in the grocery. Here's Maddie.
Are
you waiting?
I don't like Maddie.
You don't? I thought you loved Maddie.
Yeah.
Are you mad at Maddie today?
Uh-uh.
Why don't you like him? I thought Maddie was a friend of yours.
What did he do?
What's he doing?
Purple plate.
He's pulling his purple plate? Is he washing himself?
Uh-huh.
I think maybe that's what he's doing.
Peter has teeth.
What?
Peter.
See, Daddy, we're all like that. And if you need more, we'll get you more when you've eaten it up. You know, Al, I can tell I was in bad shape.
Yeah.
But the muscles today were all stretched out.
Danced me too.
Yeah, wasn't that fun when Raphael danced? Hillary doesn't do the same thing, does she?
He just plays
games. Seven-day programs kill addiction in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Give me talk.
I'll give you it if you could sit down, please. I have to solve it.
I have my hand.
Okay, we'll do it together.
The federal anti-poverty and health and manpower initiative.
salt.
Honey, it'll make it too salty. The end of the
most
great
of the anti-poverty, education, health, and anti-industry.
Terrible. That's terrible. I think it's terrible anyway.
My mental! My mental!
Goodbye. We will in a minute. Daddy's reading them for you.
What's your carpet? Share it.
We'll hear it in a minute. Could you sit down and eat your breakfast, please? Thank you. Laura, if you salt that yourself, there'll be too much salt on it and you won't eat it. Okay, that's salted. All it takes is a little wiggle of salt and you have it. Just a little teeny shake and you get a lot of salt.
That's what I did. I had a lot of salt.
Mm-hmm.
And so guess what? So that car truck was out there. Their hood was on. Mm-hmm. So we're fixing the car, right, Jack?
No.
Car truck! Yes, Sylvia did too.
Laura, please sit down and eat your egg.
She wants some pepper.
Okay, I have to do it. And it just takes a little bit of salt and pepper.
You know why I don't take any pepper?
Mm-hmm.
The birds like them. They've got radishes. Mm-hmm. Can't go, Mom! So pepper can't go.
Pepper does go.
But it can't go.
Oh.
I don't know what to do to that pepper. No.
Social programs cut your birds back to states and cities.
That's a joke. No, though they've gotten some federal revenue with the revenue sharing.
Get teeny bit, Mommy.
Get teeny bit what?
Mommy.
What? Laura, we have salt now. We put salt and pepper on Laura's eggs. Does anyone else need salt and pepper? Okay. When she was a little baby, that's right. But now she's almost two. Maybe the easiest thing would be to have us go in a taxi. Only because I'm afraid of missing the plane.
Mr. Brook coming to our house.
Oh, Mr. Wood. Oh, Mr. Brook. That's right. They were so nice, those two firemen. And they, what did they tell us? Do you remember? What to do if there's a fire?
To close the door in Laura's room and to yell to Mommy and Daddy.
And where do you go and stand?
At the window.
And what do you do to the window?
You open it up.
You said
you
do.
The door.
She told me already.
When you
close
do
the door.
How tight?
Very tight.
That's
tight
right.
As can be.
Uh-huh. And you don't try and run down the stairs. You go to the window. And you close your door behind you and you open the window.
Well, I don't think that will ever happen.
I don't either, Joe. But for a bear, you know what to do. In case it ever would. But not to know what to do.
Mommy and Daddy still know to call you with the closed door.
That's right. If we don't answer, you don't run down the stairs because we have that fire alarm. It'll wake us up. And we'll leave you on the outside.
And we'll call fire.
Enough. We'll meet you at your window with our big ladder from downstairs. And we'll keep you company on our big ladder until the fireman comes.
I'm down.
And the firemen have an even bigger ladder and it will take you out the window.
I'm down. Mom, get it all down.
Joanne is a big girl. She knows what to do if Mommy fell down and got hurt and couldn't get to the telephone.
Dial the O.
That's right. And what do you say?
My name is Joanna, and my daddy's talking about sunset.
Then you better give the last name.
Mom,
my name is Daddy's hospital.
I'm gonna get Kaiser.
Mama, get crying. Yes, his mommy fell down and got crying. That's right. I don't either, Joanna, but it's sure much better to know what to do in case they ever did. Because when emergencies do happen, we don't think as clearly as we'd like to.
Mom, I didn't know you could just tell me.
That's right. You want your bottle? Are you going to bed? Well, then you don't need your bottle now. No bottle, Laura. No, you don't say, no bottle.
Oh, Laura.
Let's get you something else.
Maybe we should just let her cry.
There's a doggy. You have a newspaper to read because you're a big girl. Big girl doesn't need a bottle at the breakfast table. No, that was a nice Joanne is getting cereal. Do you want some cereal?
Mommy, I didn't need a bowl.
When you're done, you did or didn't? You want me to give it to Peanut? Already eaten egg and toast, sweetie. Hey, Laura, let's not eat till we get to the table, because that really gets all over the floor. Here we go. No, come here.
No, Laura.
No, you have to eat this at the table. No. Do you want the cereal?
You are too, but then you, huh? Hey, age of autonomy. If we eat cereal, we eat it at the table. Come on. Oh, no problem.
There.
Mommy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rebob.
Okay, I have to get you a... Okay, you use that milk first. I'll get you a spoon. Okay?
I want to go in that, Mom.
Thank you, Jo.
Right there.
Laura, if you don't stop crying, we'll have to ask you to leave. And I need it now.
You don't say it like that. You can't say it like that.
Laura, can you just tell me with words what you're saying? Like, here's your spoon.